Before we have a chat with Mind of the Student, Kieran and Jaylen, as well as the guest, Maddie, you've got a request, haven't you?
Crazy by Patsy Cline.
Thanks so much for that, Maddie. That was lovely. So we are in the studio with mindofthestudent.org.uk. Kieran's outside taking a call. We got Jaylen as well. But of course, it's all about Children's Mental Health Week. And we're here with students of Bowers Park Academy. Yay! Molly, Matilda and Maddie. How is everyone?
Okay, thank you.
You're all doing all right?
Yeah.
All right, thank you.
Great stuff. How are you, Jayla?
Yeah, I'm good, thank you.
So look, you're here to talk about the Mental Health Week for Children, it runs now right up to the 11th of February, and it empowers and equips and gives a voice to all children and young people in the UK. And this year's theme is giving young people a voice. Well, there's young people in here today, and that's what we're going to be doing, right?
Yes. So hi, everyone. My name is Jayla, and I'm the co-founder of Mind of the Student, and we are a mental health charity delivering mental health programs and workshops into secondary schools across the UK. So in our workshops we teach young people essential skills to do with their mental health. So we talk about depression, anxiety, social media and exam stress, and we provide and equip young people with those tools so that they can help themselves manage their own mental health.
So is that how you all met, Jayla, Maddie? Molly, let's start with you.
So she came to our school to do some workshops with us.
Right.
And we found it really, like, really inspirational and really helpful because she was, like, able to give all of these kids a voice and to be able to make us feel, like, included.
Did you felt the same then, Matilda, right?
Yeah, I actually really enjoyed it when they come because we didn't really talk about it before, like, at school, but then, like, when the Mind come, we like started talking about it more, and it was like everyone was talking about it in class and stuff as well.
So you was obviously feeling a little bit anxious or and stuff like that.
Yeah, I think we're in year nine, so I think the whole part of us getting older, I think it's quite stressful, from our age, a bit older, even just like starting secondary school. So I think it's really important that it is talked about more.
Totally, Molly. Maddie, you're the same, I guess, obviously from all the same. You're all in the same class, by the way.
Yeah.
Oh, you are? All right. So did you ever talk about sort of like your mental health and that before you met Jayla and
Not really. Kieran? We have like citizenship lessons, but nothing was ever that much like taken into consideration.
Yeah.
And then once Mind of the Student come, it kind of made you feel that you could go to somebody and talk to somebody about it all instead of keeping it to yourself.
That really understood it as well. Mm-hmm. And had the time, I suppose, for you as well, right?
Yeah.
It's like a stressful time because like we're picking our options soon and we like need to talk about it stuff as well.
Yeah. So. Yeah.
There's no judgment from anybody when you talk to Mind of the Student.
Wow. I just love the way you even say Mind of the Student as if it's a person rather than an organisation as well. And I suppose that's what you're aiming for, right? To make it sound like that, right?
Yeah, no, definitely. And for Mental Health Week, we are launching our podcast, which is Mind Matters at School. And these lovely ladies and some other students from other local schools are going to be featuring on the podcast, and they're going to be talking about different mental health issues and also talking about their lived experience. And it's a really great opportunity to give young people that voice and that platform to talk about how they're feeling and hopefully influence other young people to reach out and speak about how they're feeling as well.
Yeah, because it's about representation, isn't it, as well? So like if you see someone sort of my age, who's only 10 years older than you, obviously, right? If you see someone my age talking about mental health, you're not going to be relating, but someone of your peers, you'll kind of get it, won't you, really?
Yeah.
I feel like if we hear some of our peers talking about it, then it makes it a lot easier to like open up to each other teachers, other like staff. I think it's a lot easier to talk about it if we kind of say that there's nothing wrong with talking about it like at all. It should be more normalised about talking.
Yeah, totally, Molly. No, it just makes perfect sense as well. So tips and tricks, you've obviously learned a lot.
Yeah.
Have you got any quick tips? We'll have some more a little bit later. But are there any quick tips? Someone's at home thinking, oh, do you know, I'm feeling a bit anxious. I'm feeling a little bit alone. Because some people might not actually want to go to anybody and ask if they're at school and they've got everything going on? Because some people think that they're on their own, don't they? So what could you advice would you give to someone?
One of the best bits of advice I could give to somebody who's at home, and you might be alone at this moment where you're feeling a bit of anxiety, I suggest taking a cold shower. It kind of just gets your mind off everything because it's so cold.
That is a great one.
And then just like finding other coping strategies, doing things that you love that can kind of take your mind off the problem and make you feel a bit more kind of you.
Yeah,
it's just like doing whatever you think suits you the most and like what your preference is, because like some people, Maddie's might be completely different to what I think is like relaxing.
Like you say, it's all lived experiences as well. So, because everyone talks about mental health and you just think along one thing, but there's so many other layers on top of that, isn't it? And is that what you discussed with Mind of the Student as well?
Yes, that's what we would have discussed. And it's so good that Mind of the Student's taking in all of these different types of anxieties that you might have, because it's not just one thing. You can't just label it. There's so many different types of mental health problems that people can have, and Mind of the Student actually listens and helps you.
I think that like if you tell a child, oh, these are all the things that you like, these are all the symptoms of anxiety, then they think, oh, this isn't like, it doesn't have to do with me. But it does. Like, all different people struggle in different ways, and like sometimes they can't talk about it because they don't actually realise that there is something wrong, and it kind of just buries down deeper and it just creates more of a problem.
Yeah, so it's the recognising as well. So I think that's key. So would you kind of now be able to spot someone maybe in your class that you might think might be struggling? Would you go up to them or anything like that as well? Because obviously this is giving you confidence, right?
Yeah, I think it's like a newfound confidence, because being able to see like all of these young people, like the people that come into our workshops, being able to see them do what they do, it's quite inspiring to know that they made me feel like understood and like seen. So to be able to do that for someone else, I think that's just like amazing.
Yes, wonderful, Molly. So it's all given you all more confidence to do other stuff, is this? Because how long have you known Mind of Student? I'm calling you Mind of Student, Jayla. I'm not...
I think it's a couple of years now. We've done a couple of photo shoots with them.
Yeah, there was loads of photo shoots from the school. I would have said about 2 years now when they come in and done an assembly.
I think they've set up like an office now, isn't it? Like in our school.
Yeah, so we're actually based at Battle Park Academy now, and we've created a nice space for the students, and we're going to make like a mindfulness room as well. Yeah. So that'll be really great for the students. And yeah, we're going to be filming our podcast there as well, which will be really great.
Because consistency is key as well, right? Because you don't feel like you've been left. Even though you do one-day workshops, don't you, as well, in schools?
Yeah. So we're doing workshops all around the UK. Yeah. Within the next week or so, we're doing loads all around Essex as well.
Super busy, right? Yeah. Do you find the time? You don't,
do you? No, there's never any time.
No. So you'll be able to help out. You might even be working with Mind the Student by the time you go to uni.
Yeah, fingers crossed.
Yeah. Anyway, Molly, you've got a request. We will come back and talk more, but you've got a request, haven't you, Molly?
Yeah, I do. It's for my dad's 50th birthday. It's Leave a Light On by Tom Walker.
Hey guys, this is Tom Walker and you're listening to Phoenix FM.
This is Tech.
So that was the track you wanted, Molly, wasn't it?
Yes, it was. Thank you.
Yeah. So we are back here with mindofthestudent.org.uk. I keep saying that. I'm going to be in bed tonight thinking, oh, my God, I won't be able to go to sleep. Instead of counting sheep, I'll just keep repeating that over and over in my head. Obviously here to talk about Children's Mental Health Week. Come in, Kieran. Come on. There we go. More the merrier. Okay. So is this your first podcast, all of you? If I start with you, Molly, I always go left to right. It's easier.
Yeah, it's my first time ever like being a part of a podcast, but I think it'll be really cool to experience and to be part of that group.
Do you listen to podcasts, Molly?
Every now and then I do, like if I'm doing something, then I will, if I don't want to listen to music, but yeah, sometimes.
Great stuff. What about you, Matilda?
This is like my first time doing anything like this, so it's like quite a fun experience to do.
Yeah. And you listen to podcasts now again, do you?
Yeah, I think now and then.
No, I like my music. Go on, Maddie.
Yeah, this is actually my first time as well doing a podcast. I do listen to them sometimes.
Yeah, it's nice to listen to them just to get sort of like a little bit of an idea of how things flow and work, you know? Yeah. So you're super looking forward to that, right? So are you going to involve all the other students as well, aren't you?
Well, I hope we can involve lots of different people with like lots of different stories, lots of different backgrounds, because I think that's really important, like the inclusivity. I think that's really good.
Totally.
Yeah, no, definitely. It'll be a really great opportunity for young people like these guys to talk about different topics on mental health and to actually just give them a voice and a platform to talk about their lived experiences and hopefully provide that space there for other young people to reach out and also feel like they can come and talk about how they feel as well.
Yeah, because obviously you're from Bowers Park Academy, right?
Yeah.
So you want to give a shout out to the academy? Come on.
No, you can shout out to your head teacher.
Shout out Mr. Aylett.
There you go. I can't believe it's the only time you've been shy since you've been in the studio for that one. Yeah. So, but obviously, you're going to involve other schools on the podcast as well. So, you get to talk to more different students, which would be great for you as well, girls, right?
Hopefully, we get to talk to other schools. I think it's also to have it's also best to have a good understanding of what other schools have with mind of the student and mental health in total, I think. Yeah. Just so everyone else can see how things are done in other places.
Mm. Like you say, everybody's got different lived experiences, right? So yeah, the more stories you hear, someone's going to relate to that and you can really help someone along the way as well. So it's a huge thing to be able to do. So yeah, I applaud you like that already. Yes. Even though you've not started it yet. So when is the podcast, I was going to call it. When's the podcast going to start?
Yeah, so it's going to start at the end of this month. So yeah, we just thought we'd come to Phoenix FM today during Mental Health Week just to let everyone know, come along, listen to our podcast. It's going to be on Spotify and on our Instagram, The Motts Charity.
Brilliant stuff. Because, Jaylee, as well, you also look for volunteers. They're psychology students, aren't they, who've got lived mental health experiences themselves?
Yes.
So do you have a lot of volunteers, do you?
So currently we don't have that many volunteers. There's only around 20 of us. However, we are always looking for more volunteers to come on board and come support with the charity in any area, whether they're psychology students, photography students. We are going to be looking for some more volunteers to help out of the podcast as well. So yeah, we're always looking for people. So if you want to come on to our Instagram, The Motts Charity, send us over a message and we can send you guys all the opportunities.
Or you can go to mindofthestudent.org.uk. Okay. Yeah, I know. So I couldn't wait to talk to you again. I've cut out the ads, so I'm going to play the ads and then we'll come back. Is that all right?
Yeah.
Okay, we've got loads more to talk about, yeah? Right, we are back for the last segment. I feel like you've been here all day now. I feel like I've known you forever. So, Molly, a little bit about yourself. What are you planning to do when you leave school?
Well, I've always had like a major passion for performing arts and theatre.
Ah.
So I'd love to do something like down that route, like be a performer or something.
Yeah, great stuff. Matilda?
I've only recently just had like my braces off. So like, being like an orthodontist has kind of like made me want to help like kids who like, because I was always like, a bit like self-conscious of my teeth. Yeah. So I think I'd like to like help children get rid of that like fear of their teeth and stuff.
I suppose this all comes in with anxiety as well, right? Because that's what can affect you. And of course, Maddie.
I'm not actually that sure, but I'd love to go into law or marketing. I find those quite interesting.
Wow, so do I find that interesting.
And she also says she wanted to be on a radio host.
I know, radio host. I've got a feeling I'm going to have a couple of people shadowing me at least, I reckon. From Bells Park Academy. So, listen, I want to talk a little bit more. But actually, I'll tell you what would you like to tell me about?
I think something that's really important to us and that we really wanted to talk about was like anxiety and how we can help like stop being so anxious and like coping methods. So like some of them are like breathing exercises, listening to music, practicing mindfulness, and like using distractions techniques like we said earlier.
Yeah, like I've always had this like thing where I pick my thumb a bit like when I'm a bit like anxious.
Where you what, sorry?
I like pick my
yeah.
And my mum bought me like this fidget like ring or something, and that's like helped quite a lot. When like you just fiddle with the ring and stuff and it helps.
That's a really good tip, because there's sort of things that you wouldn't find in a book, right? What about you, Maddie?
I find that when you struggle with anxiety, it's best, like what Tilda said, like to have some sort of fidget or distraction toy, especially in exams. You can't really focus on that much in an exam except your paper, otherwise you'll be cut out for cheating. So with like distraction toys, they're quite easy to manage. They don't make lots of noise and they can fit in your pocket, so you can take them anywhere.
They're really smart, and a lot of adults actually use those, to be fair. Yeah. They're really smart.
I've also been trying to get them to practice breathing exercises. So in our workshops we teach them the box breathing method.
Which is
breathe in and out for 4 seconds. So it's kind of like a box. Breathe in for 4 seconds, hold for 4 seconds, breathe out for 4 seconds, and then hold for 4 seconds, and then resume to normal breathing positions. But I always tell the students that breathing exercises are something we need to practice and something we need to get good at. And it may seem really simple and easy, you know, we're always breathing all the time, but actually practicing slowing your body down, slowing your heart rate down, is actually going to help you when you're feeling really anxious and in the moment. So definitely something that we have to practice, isn't it?
Yeah,
we've done that in our assembly. We had all of the kids in our year group, and I know there was other year groups doing it as well, and we was all doing the breathing exercises all at once, all breathing in, all holding it, all breathing out, all holding it. And I think for the next week on, people were like referring to it in lesson, like just breathe. And I think that was quite nice to know that people were kind of supporting each other, like telling each other that, like, take a break, calm down, it's okay, like, everything's okay.
That you all then start saying, just take a breath, and you actually know what that means. Because people say it, and they don't actually do it, they don't know what to do. But what it actually does, it makes you take time out as well, just for those few seconds. Completely clears your mind, because you're just concentrating on breathing. And that's a really, really smart tip for anybody, really, of any age, to be fair, including my age. And again, I'm only 10 years old. Now, so, do you know what I mean? Kieran, would you like to say anything? Come on, Kieran. Yay!
Hello, everyone. My name's Kieran. I'm director and co-founder at Mind of the Student. So we launched in 2020, December, and it's based on lived experience. So I had really bad anxiety when I was in secondary school. I couldn't go to some classes. I had to leave assembly. And I had a really tough time in school, to be honest with you. And I wanted to just try and change that and give young people, you know, more education around mental health, self-help tips, so they can stay in class, get a good education, so they're not missing out on anything. That's kind of why we launched the charity, really.
So you work in Essex, but you go elsewhere as well now, right? It's getting bigger and bigger, right? Word's getting out how good you are. That's the problem, right?
So we're in Essex, London, Kent. We're going to some of the home counties now as well around London. So we are spreading out, which is really exciting, I guess. And I think, was it last year, we went to 18 schools, which is about 20,000 students we reached last year.
Wow.
This year, we're looking to get to about 25,000, so 25 schools. So, yeah, it's quite...
It's a huge amount of people that you're helping out. Yeah. Especially with the day workshops. And I love the idea that it's a whole day as well. So it's not just like a snippet of, come on, instead of doing that class, you've got a couple of hours doing this.
You're
literally there for the whole day, right?
Exactly, yeah. That's kind of our model. We don't want any student to kind of go without our workshops and our services, really. So that's the whole idea. We go to all year groups. The whole school gets, you know, a bit of what we deliver in. So that's what
good
we
stuff.
Do.
And you've got another event coming up, or you got a run or something? Not, what is it, marathon or something? What's going on?
A 10k run.
There you go. I knew it was something.
So in July, is it July the 20th or June the 20th?
July the 20th.
So last year we've done a 10k run in Victoria Park in East London, and we're doing it again this year. We're going to make it like an annual thing. Oh yeah, East London.
Got an East London t-shirt. You see,
very cool place.
It says East London.
I love it.
There we go.
So we're going to put another run together. Hopefully get some of our change makers and the guys doing the podcast as well involved with the run.
Nice.
And just kind of fundraise for charity so we can continue our work
and help spread the word as well, which is really, really important. Yes.
Yeah, definitely.
So we've got another track coming up as well. Is there anything you just want to say? Can I just ask you a tip for parents?
I think giving that like open space to have a conversation and be a good listener as well as a parent, listen to your child, just kind of give that space to have conversations that might be a bit difficult. I don't know, what do you guys think would help with parents?
I genuinely believe that like time and just like knowing that your parents are there to listen to you, for me it's just like a massive thing. Like, you feel comfortable, there's someone that you can really trust, and like if you're open to them and if they say to you, are you okay, even just something small like are you okay, giving you a hug, I think that's just such like a big thing.
I think it's literally like taking 10 minutes out of your day, maybe get a cup of tea or something, and just sit down and ask some questions about how's your day been, like how do you feel right now and stuff. I think it will help, like, make a massive difference in their lives.
Manu?
Yeah, that's exactly what I would say. I think just talking is the most important. Even if your child doesn't say something to you, like, just everything, just small steps can just do a lot for a child.
Just small steps, right? Yeah, because it's not like a lot, a few decades back, everyone used to be able to sit around the table and have dinner and talk about the day and stuff like that, but it doesn't often happen now. So they're really brilliant tricks. You want to say something? I could see, Molly, you wanted to jump in again. What was you going to say?
I was just going to say as well, like another, I think, another really important thing I think as well is to show your support in like every aspect of their life as you can.
Yeah.
Because I think knowing that someone supports you and that someone's behind you with everything you do, I think it just really helps, it motivates you, it makes you believe that you can do it as well. And I think it just makes the experience, like it makes everything feel better and more okay.
Smart.
That's really
Kieran, Jane, we don't actually need you here, to be fair.
Our advice was rubbish. No.
Can you guys come and do all our speeches, please?
Yeah, so much easier.
It's really good. Well, this is why we did the podcast, there because it's like great to hear from you guys, like what you think helps. That's you're the most important part of the charity, young people.
Totally. And I'll tell you what, when you've done your first podcast, you're going to come back into the studio. Come on my show. Don't go anyone else's show. Come back on my show. Seriously, if you can, come back on my show and tell me how it went. I'd love to hear, see how it's going. Yeah,
be amazing.
Great stuff. Yeah. Well, listen, Molly, Matilda, Maddie, and Kieran and Jayla, thank you so much. mindofthestudent.org.uk. You've got a request, haven't you, Matilda? Go on.
Yeah, I've got a request for my nan, and I hope she gets better soon. It's Black Eyed Peas, I've Got a Feeling.
Brilliant. That's going to take us up to the top of the hour. So if you just want to say bye, then, girls,
thank you.
Bye.
Bye.
What you deserve. Hang on. Yeah.